Okay, so this is the first lesson in English of this course. We decided to do so after the request of one individual. Only one individual made the request and we follow it. We'll do it in English, okay? I think Chiara should be very important since you asked. that you will be the first one to order the book in English through this process here, so that you may have also the English text, because since you are interested to have in English, I suppose that it will be better for you to read it in English, the book. As I said, it is very good, the English version. It's very dense and very well built in English. It's not just like my English that I'm speaking now. It's a very good English. And the other thing, who got the book so far? Who has the book so far? How many? One, two, three. Okay. And how many has this other book? One, two. You have to have the books. It's absolutely fundamental to follow the course. It's absolutely, you don't have to put it off. You have to. And both books are very important, as we are going to see, because they cover the issues that we are going to talk in class, but from a different angle. So it's very interesting, because you get a kind of a stereoscopic view. Please, do this. When you go in, now I'm sure that both are, both at Kappa and other bookstores, but if you go and they don't have, you have to tell them, these are textbooks. Questi sono testi, libri di testo. Of course I'm going to buy in another place, but you have to tell them, because I don't have the patience to tell, for example, to this little stupid bookstore, you know. They are supposed to know what are the books you order. I mean, instead everything is upside down, and they pretend that the professor will tell them, but it's vice versa. They are supposed to know. Right. So, anyway. But they are rather important. This one in English, so you'll do it, okay, Chiara? If it is, I'm sure it will be very worthwhile. It will take 2 weeks almost to arrive. It will take a while. It will not arrive immediately. Okay, now, thank you. Now, first thing in our website, there is an important news today, which is this one. When you go in the indirizzario, you can see that the link is active. The fact that the link is active means lots of things. Means that we are starting to be formalized a little bit as a community here. And so you share blog address, and you share email address, which is the most fundamental way that you have to communicate. Later on we will add another information, but for now is this. So first thing that you have to check is if you are here. If you are not here, please either you let me know, or possibly you send another email and you write to me, I'm not in the list. It may happen that I receive your email of the inscription, and for some reasons it didn't arrive, or I didn't copy. Something may happen. The best thing to do is to send it again and tell me I'm not in the list. Okay. Now let's do it. Who is in the list now? Although he's not present today, Chiara is here. Chiara Busini, Alberto Blasi, we know, is very often close to him. Philip Ciombolini is over there. Maria Pia Cosentino is here. Laura Giannuzzi, okay, is not today, but we know her. Caterina Marconi, we know her, but is not here today. Davide Motta, same. Rosa Maria Faralli is over there. Anna Maria Lo Iacono is over there. Goran Jakovic is over there. Cristina Interdonato is there. Luca Makic. Okay, ecco, Luca Makic. Giulia Piana is close to him. Fabio Salemi is not here, there. Alberto Tullio is here. Okay, so as far as I know, only one person is not signed, right? So if you really want, because I will explain. To be in the list is important also to have news and other things. You don't necessarily mean that you have to be necessary. You can be light on the course. But if you want to have the information things, you sign up. So you have, and you are part of the community. Okay? So, this is the first thing. Second thing, it is, vedete, quando il cervello parte, no? It follows, you don't think anymore, you go, boom, no? You understand, eh? It's easy, no? Rather, okay? It's rather easy, it's a very, very basic English. So, today we are here in comunicazione marsupiale. For the people that want to kind of have a very, very fast understanding of what's going on, this is the website. In the website there are several information, among which is the program, the books, the lessons that have been done, and particularly the audio recording of the previous lessons that are there, okay? Okay, in order to send the information that are required for the inscription of the course to sign the course is in the first one, I think, right? Okay, here it is, the information, okay, that I ask you to do that. What happened is very simple, that once you send that information, basically it is done. This information are not shared, this information it is shared. This is the process. Okay, now let's go and make a lesson. We are here. What we've been done very, 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 very fast. Okay. What we've been doing so far, basically, are three or four lessons that are quite important for us. That's why it is. I am very upset when somebody arrives at this moment already, because we've done already work, so it's possible to recover, but start to be very annoying. What we did at the Provisione, as the first day, we discussed of basically why this course is called Crisis, Modernity Crisis and Information Technology. Why these three words are interconnected for us, what is all the reasoning behind, and we discussed to a certain length of this, and we also discussed a little bit on the idea that there are the big moments of change and big moments of modification are also those in which new conception of the world are appearing, or new technology appears. For these reasons, we, the architects, have to modify really the paradigm in which they are working, and that makes big, big, important revolution in architecture. For this reason, we pointed out several moments of this transition. You remember this. So very briefly, I am summarized what we've done in the first. Okay, dove sono finito? Dove sono finito? Okay, here. The second one, we discuss very intensively, with a certain level of intensity, what is our definition of information. And because we have to build a definition of information in order to went into the process. So in a kind of analytical way, we describe this point of view. So we are referring to the book, to the chapter that is called exactly Information. It's here. In some way, during the course, we don't follow exactly the structure of the book. We jump, you know. Everything is, we also said this book is partially built as an architect. But surely for people that want to go back to this thing, it is very nice to have the chapter well written down, okay? And the other aspect that is important is that a series of secondary thoughts that are very important if you want to go deeper in certain aspects are built in this section, because each chapter has, okay, has another, another chapter basically that is more of an appendix one, okay? So, if you go here, you find a lot of other thinking concerning the physics or this and that, it depends. So, and naturally, for people that want to know more, this part is kind of interesting, you know, because you will find other things, okay? More interesting things that we discuss. So, we spend the time with that. Then we understood, and now somebody will answer to this in English. Be ready. Faralli sarà, data che è stato tutto il tempo a parlare col nostro amico. Allora, Faralli, get ready to answer in English to this question. Rosa Maria. Doesn't matter. It does not matter. Now, I want that you explain to our new classmate, okay, why Google is the closest thing to God. So he will be definitely scared and will abandon the course. No, because we are very serious that. This is not a joke. We are absolutely serious. We are 100% sure that Google is the closest thing to God that man said created. There is absolutely no doubt about this. Now, Rosa Maria, try to explain a little bit this concept to him. Or to us. No, vabbè, puoi parlare in italiano, ok. But you have to speak up, though. You have to parlare forte. All right, dai. Yeah. All right. And then let's start. Sì, chiaramente. So, hai capito? It's very nice. Now, let's try on the person. Che vergogna, io mi sarei costernato. Giuseppe Piscina, chi è? Ah, il nuovo, che automaticamente... Ma lei non è un Erasmus, ma è un Erasmus da Ragusa, pure lei allora.
Sì, lo so.
Più o meno, va bene, allora. Donatella Pinelli, chi è oggi Donatella? Dai, spiegaci questa cosa. Explain us why Google are... I will not talk with your client about this. I will not let your client know it.
No, vabbè, io non sarò d'accordo, però
non
parlavo però questa cosa non è spiegata per fare con il
mio. È un peccato
che non sarò d'accordo. Allora, dici Donella,
come va? Però mi hanno detto questa cosa che sono parlato con il Dio per il fatto dell'onniscienza.
E l'onniscienza, cioè non abbiamo detto che Google è Dio, we didn't say that Google is God, we are saying that it's the closest thing to God that man invented so far. Probably then you can do it more. But
one category is omniscient, he knows everything, no? Another category that is very interesting, why it is that? Diciamo che è onnisciente? No, ce n'è un sacco. It's everywhere. Which is basically true. Sia questa. Hey, this is nice. Google answers to prayers. This is very nice. Risponde alle preghiere, risponde alle orazioni, no? The answer to prayers, this is very nice. Google is clearly infinity, so not only infinity, it's constantly growing. So the concept of infinity, that is an attribute of God, is there. And, this is fantastic, I forgot. Actually, this slide is taken when I was teaching a class in China. That's why the two things are connected. And then I was explaining these things to this fantastic class of Chinese students. This is a very nice professor and friend that is called Aleppo, Professor Lin Qiu, that is the creator of a lot of things in Taiwan, like they say that other very important institutions or competition for digital architecture. And this is the professor, the head of the school, and this is very nice, my assistant. And the other were students. And we've been working with some of these concepts. So this was a very nice slide about these things. And then, at a certain moment, I discovered the other thing, only after, which is the nicest one, which is the mathematical proof of this Vedere il Signore sono infinite. This is the mathematical proof. Vedere il Signore sono infinite, notoriamente, that means that in order to achieve one result, you don't have to go linear, you don't know how to go. And this is exactly what happens in Google, exactly the same thing. That's why to have an information that I need, no, I am here, but basically I'm asking to this computer a certain information because I use Google, and it doesn't search in my computer, it searches in the web, it goes back to me. It's exactly what happened. Okay. So we discussed basically of a very important issue concerning information, the way the information is organized, distributed, and the value of information. Particularly, we discussed of this image. Okay, everybody knows what is this image, right, Goran? What is this? Explain to us.
There were three types of
statues. Exactly. the understanding of the role of information in society. And the other example that we did is that one of the pineapples. You saw not a pineapple. The grapes. Exactly. We did the example of the grapes. To tell, you know, that the grapes that we buy today, it is 80% is information, basically. Because in that grape it is encapsulated a lot of things that concern information, right?
In the product. Okay. Today, we do another step. Alright, now, homework, or assignments, or to-do things, are absolutely fundamental in this course.
When there is a to-do, means that we have to do it. It doesn't mean that we don't have to do it. If it's an easy to-do, means that we have to do it. So, the first thing that we asked was very simple. In reality, we just ask you to fill a form with your name, your blog address, and that's what it is, right? Now we ask you a second thing. It is, write a comment and publish on your blog. Send it to email to me. Now we are going to talk a second to this. If you want, Interishi, get a YouTube movie in your blog, or a link to YouTube. Everything must be pertinent here to what we are going to discuss today. And you send the link about all these things to me. You don't send 2 gigabytes of stuff. You don't send the YouTube, you just send the link with this thing. Now, this must be done by Monday. We don't ask a super level, we just ask that you are getting into it. In some cases, we have already, from the very beginning, very, very high level, because there are things that you are discovering or thinking that are very interesting, but we don't ask you to be a genius or be so much. I mean, what's just is very simple. It's just to enter in a little bit in this technology and to like us in the name, a little bit of sense, okay? But naturally you can be extreme, you can be the Einstein of the observation of these things. Anyway, basically, when these things arrive, the most interesting one get published. Basically, this is the way that we have all these things. All these things that are increasing in time are because there are observations that are, in one way or the other, related to this lesson, okay? So in the ears, these are kind of building informations and observations that are secondary lines of thinking about what is the body of the lesson. You understand? This is the process. So basically, out of these links that you send it to me, what is in some way that I think that is very interesting for everybody, I will publish in the body of the lesson. The other remains in your blog. Okay. So now, let's start to be interested on a very important aspect. So, how all this world of information start to penetrate into the field of architecture? This is the question that we are asking ourselves. So, if information is the driving force, the most important force of this contemporary time, and if these things start to be very important and increasingly more relevant at the beginning and during the third wave, and the third wave, we said, is more or less started at the middle 50s, and then increasingly became more and more important, we may ask ourselves a very interesting question. This role of information and communication, when start to appear with a certain level of relevance into architecture of this late moment. So we will cross in several aspects that are discussed in several parts of this book. That's why it is important to re-see this material from another angle in order to have, you know, a more
round understanding of
it. But how are we, and besides the fact that they are in doubt, and I'm talking to you, I'm both persons.
Okay, so, first thing is, we may ask architecture itself, you architecture, what do you want to be?
This is a very fundamental question.
I can ask to an architecture,
ask to a person, I tell you,
what the hell you want to be? So what is your basic inner force? What do you really want to be? And if I ask this question, this question to this baby, or to this baby, what the architecture answer to me? I ask to this architecture, you architecture, what do you want to be?
Yeah,
what do you want to be?
You architect, what do you want to be?
I want to be a machine!
I want to be a machine. Exactly right. I want to be a machine.
And in fact, why there is this image here? Exactly to tell this, right? And to tell this in two ways. This way, and of course the categorical way, which is this way. Right? The engineer, you know. But this is really profoundly true.
That's why you ask the most fundamental question. Of course you want to do a lot of things, but basically you want to be a machine.
And another way it is that you tell why do you exist? And the answer will be, I exist because I function.
So these two ways to look at this, at this issue, it is very simple in a way, but it's not simplistic. In a way, it's a key through which you can see lots of things.
That's why this whole first part is called, come ovvio peraltro, gli anni della macchina. That's why it's called gli anni della macchina, of course, right? Now, so for years and years, però for good certain amount of years, all the idea of architecture is that the architecture wanted to be really a machine and wanted to perform and function. I exist because I agree, I architecture exist because I function. And that was basically the center of the reason about this. In a certain, of course the process was longer, but there was a certain moment in which these things changed again. Of course, if you ask this thing to a Greek temple, and you ask to the Greek temple, what do you want to be? The Greek temple will not say to you, I exist because I'm a machine. Of course, you can have the different. But we are just looking at the issues more recently now. So, it is clearly that during the beginning of the modern movement in the 20s, the main idea was this. I exist because I function. The architecture tends to simulate the way of acting, being organized by a machine.
Because we saw the whole industrial paradigm that was embodied there.
Now, if we ask ourselves, when things started to happen and to change,
it is rather interesting that the things started to change
a little bit. They started to change exactly more or less at the half of 50. In the same moment in which more or less Alvin Toffler started to say that the third wave started. So in some ways the moment in which information becomes increasingly more relevant in the society, also as a way to structure economical value. More and more people were dealing with information. All the processes that were called mass products started to appear. Before there were not the transistor radio, before there were not the so large the diffusion of, for example, popular press, or the books that started to be pocket size more or less at that moment, etc., etc., etc. So it was a kind of opening of the old society after 10 or 15 years after the war, no? Now, a very interesting story that nobody will tell you is that in a certain moment, information, or in other way, let's say in other way, because information and communication, as we said, in some part is the same thing. If we start to ask to an architect, why do you exist? Or what do you want to be? You understand that that architecture cannot absolutely answer you, I exist because I function. It's impossible. Or, I exist because I am a machine. Are impossible way to answer. Now, the interesting thing is that this process started who really started this process? This is very interesting. Who are the guys that really started this process? That I call the liberation of porn in the chapter here. Somebody has the book, no? We are more or less okay. At page 180, what's very interesting what happened in reality. In reality, is that who started to put form at the first part, at the first spot, were exactly the engineers. This is the interesting part. There are a bunch of engineers during the 30s, the 40s and 50s, then they started to work at engineered form with a level of freedom that was unconceivable before. The form, in some way, was only apparent, a kind of rational idea, was very much also an investigation in the potential of form, or in the combination of the potential of form and the potential of static, but together, seen together, not seen one and the other, but seen really strongly together. So there are very interesting people, like clearly the Italians. The Italians were very good in this process. Nervi was one of them. Morandi was another one of them. They are very interesting persons that are experimenting with this new idea that the form is not absolutely objectively given, but is a complex negotiation between structural forces and the essence of the power of the form.
So in reality, this process of liberation of form was really very much guided, if you look it clearly, by this guy.
Another one that was very interesting was this
Spanish engineer called Torroja, this other guy.
And if you look at this at the form, you immediately understand that there is a research in the form per se, in some way, or in the relationship between form and structural form and structural forces. And then there are another very, very important person that is a really the crucial guy, that is Eero Saarinen, that exactly in that moment started to investigate architectural form and structure with a level of freedom that is completely unconceivable. So what happened is that if, for the typical point of view of machinery, the idea of structure was a trilithic structure. You remember the domino house of Le Corbusier, no? It's a trilithic. That is the quintessence of an architecture that exists because it functions, because it's a machine, etc. In all this way of looking, it becomes very plastic and very organic form. So when you ask one of these architectures, what do you want to be? He cannot answer, I exist because I function, or I exist because I'm a machine. It's definitely not a machine. Now, the symbol of this process, it is an architecture that it is quite illustrated both there in the book, etc. Because it's the first architecture that became worldwide the quintessence of this process. And is the Sydney Opera House of Amazon. So, let's interrogate, now how does it work at the Sydney Opera House of Hudson? Well, it's all an architecture that it is conceived around a process that is a process of communication. That's the problem. If you ask to the Sydney Opera House, what do you want to be? He will not tell you, I want to be a machine. What can we tell you? I want to be the wings of a bird, for example. That is the idea that he has in mind. Or, I want to, I want to be the symbol of a continent. Or I want to be like shells that are sunk in the sand. But surely, you understand, it's impossible that you ask, I want to be a machine. Second, so basically, what you will say, you will be not, I want to be a machine, okay. The first architecture will answer you, I exist because I function, okay? In this case, it will answer you, I exist because I communicate. So, the driven force is not that much of the existence of the function as a piece of machinery, it's really the driving force, so la forza trainante, the driving force, is that one that has to do with the issue of communication, becomes very important. That happened. Becomes so important, that this architecture at the beginning was criticized by everybody. They could not stand this architecture. Wright hated it. Frank Lloyd Wright.
this Pandarova, this Blasphemy, because it was completely changing the way to approach architecture. Let's look at this aspect. For example, one of the assumptions of the typical machinery architecture is that you do everything that has a certain function has a certain form. And instead here happens exactly the opposite. That you have a series of shells that cover completely different things. One is even a restaurant. One is a restaurant, one is a straight, the other one is a auditorium, but the shell is only the same. It's a completely blasphemy from blasphemy. Esisterà. Molto ipotetico che blasphemy esisterà. Però, se siamo vivi, no? Blasphemy, perché esistono. Dobbiamo inserirlo nel vocabolario di queste.
Se non ce l'hanno, glielo spieghiamo noi. It's completely absurd from that point of view. So in this moment, already, I mean, the project was done in 1956. He won the project because in the jury it was Eero Saarinen, which is the author of that other building that I was telling before. He was in the jury. So he forced, basically, this project on this young Danish architect. And so, this became a first example of a trend that in order to be evident to everybody, we have to wait many years. Basically, this process started to be evident in the debate of architecture all around the 90s, 93, 94, around very late. So this one was a kind of example that was there. Nobody really understood how many things it meant. So, this is one moment, though, that is very important, in which to the basic question, what your architecture wants to be, the answer changed completely. And it changed around this concept. I exist because I inform, or I exist because I communicate. So it's a moment of change. Now we take a break. 15 minutes break, and then we go on. Okay?
Dobbiamo andare avanti ancora in inglese? Ah, no, vabbè, mo basta però.